West Virginia now has its fourth candidate in the race for governor after the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of West Virginia made his official announcement Wednesday. A newcomer on the political scene himself, the candidate comes from a politically connected family with a somewhat recognizable name.
So today, I announce my candidacy for the office of governor of the great state of West Virginia.
Dozens of supporters gathered around Booth Goodwin on a street corner in downtown Charleston with the Robert C. Byrd Federal Courthouse as their backdrop. Goodwin spent 15 years working in the courthouse, first as an assistant U.S. attorney, who was then appointed to lead the office in 2010 by President Obama. A young candidate in his mid-40s, Goodwin has never held political office, but that doesn't mean he's new to politics. Kanawha County Commission President Kent Carper introduced Goodwin at his announcement.
The Goodwin family has a reputation in the state of integrity, honesty, and absolutely committed public service.
While the name may not be as well known across the state as the Mansions, the Capitos, or the Rockefellers, the Goodwins have spent decades in politics. Booth Goodwin's father, Joseph Goodwin, is a former state Democratic Party chair, a failed state senatorial candidate, and now a sitting federal district judge. His mother, Kay Goodwin, is the secretary of the Department of Education and the Arts, the state agency that oversees West Virginia Public Broadcasting. His cousin, Cart Goodwin, briefly held Robert C. Byrd's U.S. Senate seat after his passing, and his wife, Amy Schuler Goodwin, is Governor Tomlin's tourism secretary. With a family history of Democratic appointments, Goodwin is now stepping into the world of voter politics and into an already crowded Democratic primary race. He'll face off against left-leaning Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler from the Northern Panhandle, a candidate who says West Virginia needs to move beyond its history of coal reliance. Then there's billionaire coal baron and Greenbrier resort owner Jim Justice, who touts his recent switch from Republican to Democrat as a strength and is working to pay off his millions in mine safety and health and environmental fines in multiple states. Goodwin's response to his late entry into the race against already established candidates?
Last time I checked, you couldn't buy votes in West Virginia or anywhere else. So I think people really want to be a part of something that they can believe in, and I plan on bringing it to him.
Goodwin didn't share many policy-specific stances during his announcement speech, something that typically comes later in political campaigns. But he did focus on three issues he sees as significant for West Virginia: the state's budget deficit, the loss of jobs, and the substance abuse epidemic.
We will work through together the hard problems that face West Virginia today, because we always come back stronger and with more resolve.
On the opposite side of the ticket, Republicans across West Virginia have largely rallied behind current Senate President Bill Cole. A millionaire in his own right, Cole is the most likely to face one of the three Democratic candidates in this year's general election. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.